Hey, welcome back to my podcast. What am I watching right now? And you're listening to me, Anjali Sinha. And on this podcast episode, we are going to talk about a new Swedish crime drama series that I recently finished watching. And it was named The Barracuda Queens. So without further ado, let's get into it. To be honest, my first thought after finishing the series was like, after I watched the series, I was laying in bed and I thought like, what was this? Is this a fever dream? Because it felt like one. From the time I got sick and I watched lots of episodes of some random TV series, and then I was like, is this a fever dream? Because it certainly felt like the time I watched that series. So I don't know, like, I think the episodes are too breezy. The Barracuda Queens is basically based on the life story of, I think, 5 friends and an additional person who becomes a friend and an accessory, also a love interest to one of the girls. So there's 2 sisters, and then there's Lolo, and then there's Mia, Clara, and Frida. So they are like 2 sisters and the 2 friends, and Amina joins their little club after she finds out that they were trying to steal from her house, because Amina is new to the neighborhood and her parents were away on a trip. So these 4 girls decide that it's a good idea to steal and kind of do like a do like a burglary stint at Amina's house and steal all of the relatively expensive things that they can, you know, like resell through pawn stores and whatever. But what happens is, when these 4 girls try to break and enter into Amina's house, Amina is sleeping in her bedroom, and she wakes up and she sees all the other 4 girls, and then she's like, what are you trying to do? And then they just like leave, they just yell and scream and leave, and they also like kind of convince themselves and the other girls in the group that Amina won't say a thing, and even if she does, like, what's the weight, what's the value of whatever she's trying to say when it's like us against her, and she's like a newbie to their social circle or whatever. And these girls are like affluent rich girls belonging to privileged families. They're all like relatively young, including one person who's like in high school. What happens, like, this TV show starts with them going on a holiday, little trip or something, and Lolo, Luis Milquist, has a tab running at some like expensive like 5-star hotel, and they get like blackout drunk. Mia is like hooking up with someone else, if I remember, and Clara also like racks up bills because she's so drunk that she falls asleep in her tub, and she keeps the water running, which manages to damage the ceiling, and the hotel like writes up all the bills for the damages. So Clara gets a really, I think, relatively high bill, and so does Lolo, and they are like out of options
in order to repay it back, because if they tell about this to their parents, since none of them are earning except Mia, and Mia is like poor in this little group of girls, and it's like they cannot pay it back because they do not have jobs and they don't have a source of income. So they decide to just steal from all the families in their little social circle, like all the affluent people in their neighborhood, and they just try to do these like heists, like a money heist thingy, but relatively boring, and there's nothing to really anchor you into their mindset of going into heists. It's like just four girls being super bored in their lives and then deciding, hey, let's loot other people for fun and there will be no consequences because we are all rich and young. Literally. The series also ends with the young women not facing any consequences for their actions, and they also get to keep all of their loot since they cannot barter it through pawn shops because the police was actively looking into trying to find who was behind all of these burglary incidents. And yeah, in the end of the sixth episode, one of the sisters, or was it like Lolo, who goes like, let's loot again, let's steal again. It was so annoying. I also like, I just couldn't relate to any one of them except Mia. A little bit of Lolo. I mean, I think those two actresses brought something to the table that none of the other actors on the show could. Like, you can actually relate a little bit to Mia and a little bit to Lolo at some points, but they're still like majorly unrelatable characters. They lack empathy. They do not think about the consequences of their actions, and it's not like they're 11 or 12 or I'll say 15 16. They're still like adults, and it's just I just do not understand it. And also, like, even with Mia, since she was dealing with a lot of issues, she was independent in the sense that she was working as a cleaner and she was paying her own bills. She had this sense of responsibility if something went wrong. But again, like, she does a complete 360 and she joins all these other girls because she thinks that if she associates or sticks up with these rich little girls, she will also get to have a taste of their freedom and their money and whatever it belongs with itself. And if she just sticks with them long enough, maybe they will see her for who she is, they will value her friendship or acknowledge it even, something like that. And it's sad because nobody really acknowledges the things that she does, except when Lolo does apologize for her behavior, Clara doesn't. It's like they were very quick to question, like, if something went wrong. It's like Mia is trying to cook up some trouble because she's not happy because she has to pay real bills and she has to like sell items from her house to just get by. It's like they are not even on the same planet like these other girls, and I also do not understand like why Mia would be friends with them, because they do not understand or care about her well-being, her whatever backstory or like her circumstances, and they only care about themselves. Lolo for the most part of the six episodes is worried about someone liking her for her looks. It's like really teenage 15 year old girl mentality, but it's like she's an adult now, she goes to university, but I've never seen her attending one. There's one scene like she barely attends university Clara seems like an adult because she's the older sister, but she's worse, like worser or whatever, like worse than her little sister. And she also doesn't want to take up any responsibility for her actions. She tries to take the easy way out when she gets caught for cheating on her law exam, like semester exams or whatever, and then she breaks up with her boyfriend because she's bored. I won't like judge her, maybe she was bored, but it feels like she doesn't feel responsible for hurting another person. She does that like very how do I say with an air of nonchalance, like, yeah, if you get hurt, it's your problem, it's not mine. It's just that vibe, like, in the series. But I cannot say that they had any motivations to like steal other than paying that bill, which they had gotten it covered with the first robbery. But the intention behind robbing again and again and again, it's not like shown properly. It's not really there, even though at the beginning of every episode you see that it's based on a true story, it's based on real life events. Like, why are they doing this? It's not shown properly. There are like a few side plots going on, side stories about their parents liking each other, sleeping around and swinging, being in the swinging lifestyle or whatever, but I don't know, none of that sticks. None of showing, like, none of their relationships or their parents cheating on each other or their divorce or like being unhappy or falling out of love with each other. And, you know, like domestic drama, like their parents not caring enough about their daughters to even notice that they've been stealing around in their affluent neighborhood. None of that holds any emotional weight when it's shown to us. It's like easy breezy, haha, easy, whatever. The six episodes go by very fast and they do not really leave an emotional impact for you to feel anything. So I was also like, but why am I watching this? Because this doesn't really click in a way that I would want it to be, because there's like good material here. Even if none of them got caught, if they had sweated it enough, like Lolo didn't really care. It was like she was hurting her uncle, her uncle, and she didn't really care. She's like, I'll get away with it. And because the help of her mother, she eventually does. So it's like they were very carefree and careless about what they were doing, and it just didn't strike a chord with me, because they were not like, it wasn't like it was helping them in any way or another. We don't even see like what they did with the money. Did they really pay back the bills? We don't really see that. We don't really see like what they're doing with the money that's coming from the robberies that came after the first one, except Mia, who buys new clothes. But we don't really see anything, and it's kind of boring, to be honest. But it's quite bingeable, since the series is not cluttered. It's just free-flowing, and it just goes on. We see like a couple of heartbreaks. Lolo's heart was broken by a guy who thinks it's funny on the first date to pee to see how far he can pee, and she was impressed by that, and then that guy ghosts her. So I wasn't very surprised when he did that, because I wasn't surprised, I'll say that. And she was like really heartbroken that guy was so hot, but he didn't see me as me or whatever. So I don't know, didn't really leave a mark. It was just funny. I thought the series will increase in emotional intensity after Clara finds her mom cheating with Lolo's dad, but that also didn't do anything. They bring it up on the kitchen table for their dinner. It's like a dinner conversation the younger sister Frida breaks out the secret in front of their father, and their father is like, yeah, sometimes us couples sleep around, but we don't really care about it, so don't think about it much, but we very much love each other. And I was very confused. I was super confused. I mean, they are all okay with each other, so it's not really cheating because everyone knows that this is happening, but again, didn't really bring like an emotional impact that I was looking for. Of course, the younger kids were mad. Frida was mad. Clara was felt like she was seething, but she was like, what is this even? Am I allowed to get mad? But yeah, I'm not sure what was going on. I think it's the lifestyle. That's how the people there live. Maybe it's foreign to me because, yeah, it was like, it was just a very, very small conversation, and it was like brushed off, and then it was like swept under the rug. Like it was nothing. So, yeah. Anyhow, I think the only part of the series that I think that really held my attention was how Lolo was treating her uncle, like her intense fight with trying to keep the loot in his warehouse or whatever. It's got like a barn or something. So the way she was trying to manipulate him into keeping all of that stuff in his barn was, I don't know, the only thing that was mildly interesting. And him trying to be a somewhat responsible adult after he finds out that these girls are actually involved in all of the robberies that are happening around the town. He tries to make Lolo see the light, I guess, in a way. He tells her to get all the things out, and he thinks that maybe doing that would do something, or maybe he just wanted the money. We do not really know any of the character motivations behind what he has. He was just trying to maybe save his own back. We don't really see that. We just see the friction, and it was just mildly interesting because literally there's nothing to catch up on the series. And I'm sorry I've said that way too many times, I think the series also slightly tried to make give a message that maybe the rich get away with all the bad things they do, and it only gets harder for the poor. And probably the poor in the show is like Mia and the other live-in nanny that Amina's family had. And Amina's family's nanny gets a bit greedy after she finds about the secret that Amina was involved in the robbery that has happened in an affluent neighborhood around their house, and she starts to blackmail Amina out of the money because she knows that Amina has enough to pay her whenever she needs it in order to keep her mouth shut. And they try to again like traumatize the nanny, this person who was blackmailing Amina into getting more of the money, and then she gets the nanny fired in the end. And also like she tries to shut her up by showing or like trying to physically abuse her and in like being violent towards her. Yeah. And also Mia, since she robbed the house with the other girls, like where she cleans the same house, she had to clean it all up the next day. And her situation didn't get any better because the other girls won't let her sell anything. So it wasn't like she was getting any money out of this, except the thing that she did actually pawn, maybe it was earrings or something. She does pawn something. I don't remember what she does end up pawning, but she does get some money, and from that she buys clothes, which her mother again borrows later on. Yeah. Also, maybe there's a hint of probably a second season or something, because Lolo ends up forming some sort of feelings for Amina. Maybe they are romantic feelings. Maybe they are not. They once end up drunkenly kissing each other, but really, again, we don't get any clarity about like what either of their feelings are. But we do see Lolo being extremely jealous when Amina hooks up with Lolo's brother, and then Amina breaks up with him because it's hurting Lolo, or maybe Lolo was also increasing the pressure on Amina to break up with her brother since the robbery thing was going on and the police were figuring out that these were the girls who you know, like are part of the robberies, or they are the one who are running the heists around the neighborhood. But yeah, we don't really get any clarity, so I don't know if whatever like this show was, it was more like lots of plots, things were happening, the plot wasn't cluttered, so we could follow all of the storylines perfectly, all the side stories, but they just didn't happen to leave any emotional impact. And when I finished watching them, I felt like it was a dream where there was this song of what's her name, Young and Rich, we are young and rich playing in the background. That's it. Sorry, I don't remember the singer's name. I cannot remember the name, sorry, but yeah, that's what it felt like. And that's it, pretty much. Another question I asked myself after watching this was, am I supposed to feel something? Because I literally didn't feel anything. And this is the same I felt after watching like 5 seasons of Dynasty, because I wasn't really attached to any of the characters. I was somewhat attached to the female protagonist, but yeah, I'm like, am I supposed to feel something? Because this show didn't really make me feel anything, and I think that's the worst part of any TV show or series or whatever it is. Like, you can watch episodes after episodes of TV, and I felt this with a lot of American TV shows. It's like you watch episode after episode laced with so much like plot and subplot and like character motivation sometimes, but you just end up feeling nothing. That's what I got from this. And none of them were even remotely relatable. Like, I don't know, maybe the show was trying to be some sort of a tropey version of I don't know, like a domestic crime drama thriller or something, or was it trying to be a Swedish version of a money heist? But none of their heists were even remotely interesting, because there was nothing interesting about them, because all they did was like drink, party, and drink champagne, and then arrange it like vaguely on a table. So I was like, why are they doing this and what for? And none of their heists were like super planned. They just like grabbed things, random things that they think would bring them a lot of money, and then they just grabbed it like haphazardly, sometimes putting valuable things in a rug and rolling the rug, and then you know, like carrying the rug with themselves when they left the house. And some of the times they just got like very close to being caught, but they didn't really care. So I was like, what's the point of this? I just do not feel anything. But yeah, I'm not sure. Even like Mia's character, which was supposed to be the most sympathetic because somehow she has gotten poor, and her mom was the, I think, the most reasonable adult on the show, because after she saw that Lolo had injured her daughter after getting into an accident, she tried to talk to Lolo's mother into getting Lolo accept some sort of responsibility for like really injuring Mia's arm, and Mia has to work, like I said, to get by. But yeah, there was not much to hang on around, and I'm not sure how much Mia's character is sympathetic, even though that's the most sympathetic character on the show. I don't know, I'm very confused. But yeah, it's something I watched and I thought I'll talk about it on my podcast. Thank you for coming in and listening to me, and it was lovely talking to you. See you in the next one. Bye.